Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today begins formal efforts to put together a coalition government after his Likud party's decisive win in last month's parliamentary elections. Attempts to form a new government coincide with revelations that Sharon held secret talks with senior Palestinian officials last week, the first such contacts in nearly a year. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Prime Minister Sharon last week met the Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament, Ahmed Koray, known as Abu Allah. Both Israeli and Palestinian officials confirmed the meeting, which lasted more than 2 hours over dinner at Sharon's official residence in Jerusalem. The Israeli newspaper Maariv today published what it said were excerpts from the meeting, including a laughing Sharon telling Abu Allah, quote, "Now you have no choice, you can only talk to me." Israeli and Palestinian analysts say both sides are describing the meeting as an achievement. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Hassan Khatib says Sharon had always said he would not negotiate with the Palestinians until attacks on Israelis stopped completely. Khatib says Sharon has now reversed his position.
Now he is allowing these meetings, and maybe it has to do with his internal needs. I mean, he maybe is trying to convince the Labour Party that he also can do politics, not only bombarding and demolishing. But the substance of these meetings was not rich politically at all.
Officials on both sides say Sharon offered to pull Israeli troops back from West Bank cities where Palestinian security forces take over and stop attacks on Israelis. But Palestinian officials say it will be difficult because Israel has destroyed the Palestinian security infrastructure. Palestinian Interior Minister Hani al-Hassan, who's responsible for the Palestinian Security Service, said this weekend that the Palestinian Authority has begun rebuilding the security apparatus and choosing new sites for the police and preventive security forces. Palestinian officials say they hope to first retake control of Ramallah, where Yasser Arafat has been barricaded in his headquarters for more than a year. Gerald Steinberg, a strategic analyst at Bar-Ilan University, says Sharon believes that Palestinian officials such as Abu Allah or Hani al-Hassan could replace Arafat. He says that's why Sharon met Abu Allah last week.
I also think that these talks are both from both the Palestinian and the Israeli end, a desperate attempt to salvage something from the Palestinian Authority for the post-Arafat era, some basis for security cooperation, which will then serve as a basis for further development of a ceasefire and some stability.
Despite the talks, violence continues. At least two Palestinians were killed today by Israeli fire. Yesterday, three Palestinians from the Islamic Jihad movement were killed when their booby-trapped car exploded next to an Israeli outpost in Gaza. Also today, an Israeli army spokesman said soldiers in the West Bank arrested three Palestinians planning suicide attacks. He said one of the men was carrying a 50-pound explosive device. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.